From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dozens are killed in airstrikes in northwestern Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, both of which have bombed the area in recent weeks. The observatory says at least 39 people were killed in the strikes, which hit a courthouse and an adjoining prison under the control of Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra militants. Early accounts say dozens more people were wounded and that the targeted facilities included the group's religious court and a jail. Al-Nusra is one of the most powerful jihadist groups operating in Syria. It seeks to establish an Islamic state in Syrian territory. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital Pristina Saturday. The rally began peacefully, but soon demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded using tear gas to push back the protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say that the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers and the possibility of funding from Belgrade, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro that they argue causes Kosovo to lose territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday in Cologne. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 counter-protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the main train station in Cologne. Emily Michaels is one of the left-wing protesters.
Sexual violence is a global issue. It's a German issue as well as an international issue. And we need to fight sexism, but we need to fight racism too.
Reports of attacks, rapes, and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent New Year's Eve have sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents in Cologne have also sparked a debate about the police department's failure to prevent those attacks. Media reports from Mexico say the Mexican government is willing to extradite captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. That is a sharp reversal from the government's position after his last capture in 2014. Guzman's escape in July from a maximum security prison was a point of friction between Washington and Mexico City. The extradition process could take months, and Guzman's lawyers are expected to fight it. Guzman was returned to the Altiplano prison after being recaptured Friday in the city of Los Mochis, which is in Guzman's home state of Sinaloa. U.S. President Barack Obama praised U.S. automakers for strong results in 2015, where domestic sales hit a record of nearly 17.5 million vehicles. In his first media address of the new year, Mr. Obama said that even though his rescue of the auto industry was controversial, it proved to be the right thing.
In exchange for help, we demanded responsibility. We said the auto industry would have to truly change, not just pretend that it did. We got labor and management to settle their differences. We got the industry to retool and restructure. Everyone had some skin in the game.
The industry has steadily recovered since 2009, when sales were at their lowest levels since World War II. And in just a couple of hours, the numbers will be drawn, and someone could walk away with $900 million in the Powerball lottery jackpot. If no one matches all the numbers, the next drawing is expected to soar to $1.3 billion. That kind of huge jackpot was just what lottery officials hoped for when they changed the odds of matching all the numbers from 1 in 175 million to 1 in 292 million. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.